God has a story for you, and it's always bigger than we can see. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. Jordan had plans for his life. The sport that he'd starred in since he was a small boy, his toughness, and his good grades in math and science would earn him a place at a military academy. Jordan got that appointment from a senator, and then he suffered a very bad concussion at practice. "Sorry, acceptance rescinded," said the college. Dream over. Jordan's life would not be going according to script. Jordan went into a serious depression. As a follower of Jesus, he had a decision to make. Would he answer God's call to simply obey rather than achieve? God always requires the surrender of personal ambitions, yes, even good desires, points out Carrie Schmidt. We abandon our purpose for His. We embrace the assignments He ordains and assume the roles He confers, even when they conflict with all preconceived expectations. God does have something perfectly suited, a perfectly unique role for the life of each person He created. He is actively working in the life of the man or woman who is surrendered to Him. Scripture encourages us, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." Jordan ended up going into physics and is amazed today to see how God slowly moved him into work he never dreamed of doing. When it comes to achievement, whether of personal holiness or any type of accomplishment God has for you, He says, "He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it." I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To read, share, or hear this again, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.